Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, last December, we invited Dr. Lynn Beth Satterley and Monsignor Neil Courtier, the rector at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception downtown, to tell us about the Emmaus Clinic they'd worked together to set up across from the cathedral. At the time, it was relatively new, only a few months old. Well, it's becoming more and more successful as more and more patients, many of whom are homeless, are finding it. Today, we're pleased to say Dr. Satterley and Father Neil have returned with even more news, but we're going to start by wishing them a happy anniversary. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you.
Thanks so much for coming by this morning. Happy anniversary. A year you've been there.
Yes, we are delighted, very happy with what's happened.
Tell me, what has happened?
Well, we're serving a lot of people who would not have been served before and who are very comfortable in this kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Satterley?
It's been a wonderful year. On July 8th, we had an anniversary celebration attended by President Smith, our president here at Upstate, and local service providers who partner with us, medical students, the patients, and our volunteers. And we had about standing room only, is about 200 people came to the reception. It was wonderful.
200 people.
Just wonderful.
Well, tell us who it is you're serving. Just remind everybody.
We serve a group of people who have difficulty accessing or dealing with more traditional environments where they would normally receive health care. We serve the working poor. We serve a large homeless population. We serve people who find themselves temporarily without access to health care, either because of finances or lack of insurance, or perhaps they just moved to the area and there's a long wait for the provider that they need.
Right. And you're located right there with the food pantry and some of the other services.
Right across the street from the cathedral with the food pantry. What we're trying to do also is expand and bring in Plymouth Congregational Church, St. Paul's Episcopal, and the Presbyterian Church, and make it a more an ecumenical outreach and look at all the services that we provide and see where we can come together on that.
So that's fabulous.
We've met a couple weeks ago and we're meeting again in 2 weeks. So it's very exciting.
That's excellent. Now you're expanding your offerings, and this came from a need. And actually, listeners, I have one more person to introduce you to this morning. Zarina Smith is a nurse practitioner who was working with the clinic. Tell us how you got involved, Zarina.
I was working at Emmaus in the student role, going back for my postmaster's for family nurse practitioner, seeing patients with Dr. Satterley, and kids kept trickling in. And as I'm already a pediatric nurse practitioner with a fair amount of experience, Dr. Satterley and I decided that we would sign a collaborative practice agreement and I would start pediatric hours.
Which is just wonderful. And you're seeing kids.
Yes.
And tell us about the kids who are coming to the clinic.
We've been seeing kids once a week for about a month now, and I have seen adolescents who need well child checks and paperwork completed either for work or school.
For work or school, very
yeah.
good. But you're not limited to adolescents.
No, ages 0 to 21.
Zero, okay. Which means, Dr. Satterley, if I understand this correctly, anyone of any way age now could walk through the door if they needed access to health care. You can provide that to them.
Yes, we do non-gynecologic health care at Emmaus.
Okay. And then do you do referrals from there?
We do.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And the university has been just wonderful in helping our patients get specialty care. We also have a few local docs in the community. Most recently, Dr. Bob Weisenthal from CNYI Care, mm-hmm. and he's also on the faculty here. And Melissa Cohen, who's a podiatrist in Cicero, who helps us tremendously, just takes our patients, no questions asked.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
Now, I'd like our listeners to understand something. When we talk about access, we actually are talking about a couple of things. First of all, your geographic location is wonderful for the population you serve. But we're also talking about access, people who may or may not have insurance or access to Medicaid or Medicare or any of the children's. Now, of course, Zarina, you're dealing with the children's. Mm-hmm. And you also set them up. If they are eligible, you can help them get the access they need through one of those programs. Am I right?
Yes. I have the phone numbers for expedited enrollment for kids to get health care.
For kids to get health care. And if they are eligible for Medicare or Medicaid,
yes.
you can get them signed up for that, Dr. Satterley?
Yes, and the cathedral, because Emmaus is located in the context of a pantry and a place where Catholic Charities also works. We have a social worker on site who can help people get the services they need, and sometimes they don't even know what they need, and they can help them with that.
And they probably don't even know they're eligible in a lot of
cases.
They don't,
and the social workers can help them with that. And we also have a volunteer counselor on board who can also help.
That's wonderful. Because I think of this, I know that sometimes I speak to adults and they will tell me their tale of woe about trying to access the system, and I'll say, well, have you checked into these programs? And the answer is, well, I don't even know if I'm eligible. And it sounds to me like that's something you can provide for them, as helping them determine their eligibility.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, very much so.
Yep, that's great. Are there other clinics similar to Emmaus in the central New York area?
To my knowledge, there are two other completely free clinics, one being Poverello on the north side, which serves people to the north, the northern area of the city, mm-hmm. and it serves a slightly different population. I do volunteer at Poverello. The people that run that clinic I've known for years.
In your spare time? I don't know when you do that, but
go ahead. But there's a larger population of what we would call probably the working poor uninsured that go to Poverello. I think we probably see more homeless down at Emmaus. It's a different population. But that's one. And then the other is directly affiliated with the university, and that is Salt City Hope Clinic. And that was started by Dr. Peter Cronkite from upstate. And that works during the academic year once a week in the evening, and it is student-run and administrated and supervised by attending physicians who volunteer. Again, a slightly different environment, but serves a very special need.
That's actually one of the things that I really love about the concept of your clinic, is it is not just that you are serving patients, but you're also serving students.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that student tie-in.
Well, the students come down and they have an experience of a totally different population, and it's been wonderful for them. Just the feedback that we've gotten from them, that the medical students, the nursing students, just love to come to Emmaus.
Well, it's a great place for them to really learn the skills they need to learn. People who are very grateful to have them practicing on them, let's say, for instance. It seems like such a great synergy.
It is. It is. And the students are doing very well, and we just really enjoy them all.
What are some of the, Dr. Satterley or Zarina, either one of you, what are some of the people, some of the problems, the medical problems that people have when they come to you? What kinds of things are you seeing?
In our adult population, blood pressure out of control, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a large population with mental illness, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia.
Do they have chronic diseases, say like diabetes?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to help them with some of the prevention as well as some of the treatment?
Yes. We have a diabetic educator.
Plymouth. We have a certified diabetes educator.
Gosh. That's great.
We also see a large number of our patients, especially prisoners, who are illiterate, functionally illiterate or completely illiterate.
And now, these are people who have been released from the prison system.
Yes. And in response to that, we have some volunteers from the community who came forward from some of the local churches who are literacy teachers. And so we have literacy services, and we also have job counseling for people who fall through the cracks for the already good programs that are going on in the city.
You know, when you say fall through the cracks, that really is a lot of what this is about, isn't it? These are people who, unfortunately, in society almost become invisible. And those of us who don't deal with those kinds of problems don't give thought every day to people who are not as able to access the things they need. And you're talking about the basics. You're talking about food and health care. And if you're illiterate, you almost have no chance of even getting out of that situation. So it looks like it's almost one-stop shopping for becoming a valued member of society. Would you say that's true?
I think that's true. I think a lot of the people also are very much afraid of the big bureaucracies, and this is much more comfortable and less threatening for them.
And, you know, less threatening, that has got to be the key, very important. And you've got to be looking for donations and contributions.
Yes, we are.
Always?
Always, yes.
What kinds of help are you looking for?
We're looking for other licensed providers.
Would that be your biggest need? You're the two of you now. Are the medical people providing care?
We're at the moment.
Yes.
We have another nurse practitioner who will be licensed, who is from upstate, Kitty Leonard, and she's just wonderful, but she's not licensed yet. She'll be licensed in the fall.
And you're open how many hours a week?
We're open about 8 hours a week right now.
8 hours a week. So with more providers, you could be open more hours.
And you're interested in, you would be interested in expanding those hours.
Oh, yes. We'd love to expand the hours and make it more available to more people.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And what other kinds of help are you looking for?
We're always looking for donations to purchase medicines for the truly indigent.
Okay. All right. And materials, medical materials?
Supplies. New medical supplies, bandages, gauze, those sorts of things.
All of those kinds of things. And if people wanted to make contributions, how would they go about doing that?
They could call the cathedral at 422-4177.
All right, let me repeat that. That's 422-4177. That's the cathedral.
That's the cathedral. Just speak to our secretary and leave a message, and one of us will get back to them.
Okay, very good. And we'll make sure we put that information on our HealthLink On Air website as well. Is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about the Emmaus Clinic?
Well, I think just our philosophy is one of meeting people where they're at, and one where we suspend judgment, and we take people where they're at, and hopefully help them access their dignity at a time in their life where perhaps they've forgotten it.
I love that. Yeah. Access their dignity. Very, very important. Well, Dr. Lynbeth Satterley, Father Neil, and Zarina Smith, all three of you, thank you so much for coming by this morning. Congratulations again on your first year. Congratulations on opening the pediatric part of your clinic. And hope you'll come back in another year and tell us even more good news.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.